Misa, the Rambam didn't mommon us to say you guys have mommon. You need to wait him to say a woman is married, divorced, the riots, etc. And yet, there's one area of Allah, a few areas of Allah, but one area of Allah, we find an exception to all these rules. It's in the realm of Yisurim. That's the famous Gemara in Gittin in the days of Abayz. Eidachan of Yisurim. And just to say that the food is kosher, so you don't have to have two Eidim. Even one Eid would be believed. And, we have to understand this Allah a little bit. Before we can understand the Allah, we have to understand where the mock of this Allah comes from. How does Chazal know this principle of Eidachan of Yisurim? What's the source of this idea? So on the daf already in Gittin, the Beis and the Beis, we find the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What's the mock? So Rashi says that there really is no mock, or in the classic sense of the word, there's no pasuk that says explicitly Eidachan of Yisurim. Rashi says it's built into the system, it's understood. The Torah describes the parasha of Shechita. The Torah describes the parasha of Farshas Trumas and Ma'isras. It's understood. How am I going to eat in somebody's house if you don't apply the principle of Eidachan of Yisurim? How much shaykh for there to be a parasha of Shechita? Every time I can eat, I have to shaykh myself. Every time I can eat, I have to watch the shaykh and shaykh. It's lo yitachin the bakazah. It's lo yitachin that a guy is not a farmer, so he can't eat. How does he know that the food was for Trumas and Ma'isras properly? It's built into the whole system of the Torah that Eidachan of Yisurim. So Rashi is a strange mocha. There's no mocha. There's no pasuk for it. But it's just it's understood memela from all the parashas of Torah that there is a concept of Eidachan of Yisurim. This is what Rashi says in Gittin Beis. So Tosfos is not satisfied with this. Tosfos says there has to be a real mocha for it. There has to be a real pasuk. And Tosfos works to try to find what the mocha is. So what is the mocha? So Tosfos dug up a Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, where the Gemara comments on the pasuk in Parashas Mitzora, the Sofra Lo Shivas Yom V'Yachatitor. The Torah is speaking about a woman who was a Zova. Zova and Anida, not exactly the same thing. Anida and Zova both become Tameya because they experience Riyas Dam from that area, but at different times in the woman's cycle, sometimes she'll be Anida, sometimes she'll be Zova. Bisman is that it's not all that different, not all important, the details, but Minat Torah, there is a difference between the two. And one of the halachas of a Zova is that in order for her to become, Tahora, before she can go to the mikvah, she has to count what's called Shiva Nikiyim. V'safra lo Shivas Yom V'yachat Titar. So comes the Gemara Ksubas and says, how do you know that she counted Shivas Yom? Who told you? Someone was watching her counting the Shivas Yom. How do you know? Maybe she had Dam in the middle of those 7 days. Maybe it was what's called Saisa to Shiva Nikiyim. Maybe she didn't have full Shiva Nikiyim. So the Torah gives you the secret. The Torah says, V'safra lo Shivas Yom V'yachat Titar. Lo means lo atzba. I mean, she counts herself. So she counts herself. She's going to tell you. She reports back to the husband that she counted Shiva Nikiyim. So it's clear the Torah is ma'amid her. So Tosfos says that's the mokra. Tosfos dug up a gemara ksubas that seems to say this as well. This is the way Tosfos read the gemara. So says Tosfos, there's a real mokra, there's a real pasuk to teach me that in fact Eidachan of Yisurim. So as according to Rashi, you don't have a real pasuk to teach it. And according to Tosfos, there's a real mokra for it. So Tosfos has a little bit of a problem with this as a mokra for Eidachan of Yisurim in light of what the gemara raises an issue in Maseches Yevamos and allude to a little bit of Maseches Gittin and Abayz as well. There is a big machlokes in the Gemara, in unresolved machlokes. Machlokes Rishonim had a paskin at the end of the sugya. Is what is that look in the following case? Classic Eidachan of Yisurim means I have a piece of meat and I have no idea whether the meat's kosher or trick. So an Eidachan comes and tells me the meat's kosher. That's Eidachan of Yisurim. But what if I have a situation where I know I have a problem? I have a chazok, I have a problem. For the last 20 years, this particular meat has been trade. For the last 20 years, this woman's been a surah. For the last 20 years, I've had what's called in halacha cheskes iser. And now an erechid wants to come and change that cheskes iser. An erechid wants to come and uproot remove that cheskes iser. So would you say erechid and bisurin b'chi agavna or not? So that's machlokes in the Gemara. So one day in the Gemara says yes, that erechid and bisurin works even b'mokom cheskes iser. Get that mark, okay? Bye-bye. Good night. Go to sleep. One day in the Gemara, famous last words. One day in the Gemara says, I don't know why I bothered even saying it. I'll be back after my loss. So one day in the Gemara says that Eidachan of Yisurim works even against the Mokom Cheskes Yisur. And the other day in the Gemara says no, that Eidachan of Yisurim only works below his Chazik Yisurim. If it's against the Cheskes Yisur, then Eidachan of Yisurim in fact doesn't work. So it's Machlekes, the Gemara Machlekes Rishonim and Apafkin. So comes Tosfos and now begins to analyze the sugya. Comes Tosfos and says, we claim that the mokor for Eidachan of Yisurim is learned out from Nida. That's the whole mokor. That's the whole case, according to us. That's the prototype, the illustration of Eidachan of Yisurim is the fact that the woman's nemenis to say that she is Tahora. Shivas Yom, she's nemenis. Frek Tosfos Akasha, how could there be a machloikis in Yevamos whether Eidachan is nemen against the Chazacha? this is chazaka. What do you mean? The woman didn't need it. We know she's a nida. Last week we know she's a nida. Now she's coming to us and saying that I count the shivanikim. I went to the mikvah Torah. Ein lecha against the cheskes is a golden mizel. So says Taisus, what's the gemara yivam is drawing? It's a cup machlekes like amarayim. Whether an erechid is nemud against the chazaka. If the whole mark of erechid and bisur is lived out from nida, of course he's nemud against the chazaka. That's Taisus kasha. So to which Taisus responds with something which is startling. But Taisus, no. When a woman comes and says she's no longer a nida, so she's not going up against the chazaka. That's not a change in the status quo. Why is that not a change in the status quo? Why is that not against the chazaka? So Taisus says two things. So Taisus says, "Ein becheska shetira la'olam." When a woman begins to bleed to get a period, so she's not going to bleed forever. She'll bleed for a few days. "Ein becheska shetira la'olam." And number two, says Taisus, "Biyada litvo." She has the ability to go to the mikvah. So therefore, it's not called the chazaka. What's Taisus talking about? What in the world is Taisus talking about? So comes the Mashiach and says, what Taisus means is this. When a woman comes to tell her husband that she's muteres, what she's really saying is two different things. You have to break down a statement. She comes to the husband, she says, muteres ani. Last week I was a nida, now I'm muteres. What is she really saying? So she's saying two different things. She's saying, number one, I counted shivanikim, and I was okay, there was no dam in the shivanikim. And number two, I'm also saying that I went to the mikvah. And you need a combination of those two in order to name after this woman, labayla. So comes to Isis and says, l'chora, each one of those statements is against the cheskes issa. Because last week she was bleeding, and now she's saying she's no longer bleeding. So that's a change in the status quo. So she's going up against the cheskes issa. Number two, last week she was tamei, and now she's saying she's tor. Now she's saying she went to the mikvah. So she's vaita. She's once again going up against the cheskes issa. So every statement that she's saying, both components of what she's saying, both aspects of her edus to tell her husband she's muteres, both aspects involve the change in chazaka. So Fret Taisus Akasha, how could she be Ne'eman? It's 0 for 2. It's not just one strike against her. There are two strikes against her. How could she be Ne'eman to say that she, number one, the bleeding stopped. Last week it didn't stop. How could she be Ne'eman to say she's Tahora because she went to the mikvah, but last week she was Tameya? Isn't that a double chazaka? So that's what the Mashal explains. That's what tells us striving at that. Neither one of her statements are outright against the chazaka. Why? What was the chazaka last week? The chazaka was that she was Roh Adam. The very nature of that chazaka, that she was Roh Adam, was not that she's going to be Roh Adam forever, because the natural, biologically, women don't see forever. They see for a few days and sure, then the dam stops. So built into that original chazaka was the fact that chazaka was going to end at some point. Usually chazaka means you have a status quo, and it remains the same, yellow void, until some earth-shattering, dramatic thing, the world blows up. But otherwise, everything remains the same. Let's say Lamashal, when you're bar mitzvah, so you checked your tefillin, you searched for your tefillin with kosher. So your chazaka is at the end of the kosher until something happens, until some cataclysmic event happens, they fall into the Delaware River or something. Otherwise, we assume that they're still kosher, right? But the chazaka that a woman sees dam is not that type of a chazaka, because licked in the chazaka, built into that very chazaka, is the fact that it's going to stop right away. So that's not called against the chazaka. So when the woman comes and she says, my dam has stopped, I just count the shivanikim and the dam is over, there's no more bleeding, that's not going against the chazaka, because the chazaka never was that she was going to seal the olam vod. That's the first advertisement. But frek the mashah, she's still going up against the chazaka. Why is she going up against the chazaka? Because she's saying tahira ani. When a person says tahira ani, so they're saying that I used to be tameya and now I'm tahora. You only become tahora if something tremendous happens. You have to go to the mikvah. How is she then menaced to say tahora ani? Isn't that against the chazaka? So even if the dam stops, she's still tameya. So how is she believed to say that she went to the mikvah? So that's what Taisus evokes a new principle. The Gemara says in Masechet Shavamis that even if you hold that an erechad is not neman against the chazaka, if it's biyadai to change that chazaka, then he is neman. Let's say Lamash L'Sheikha. The Sheikha comes and tells me that this meat, I shechted the meat is kshera. Right? I shechted the rooster is kosher. No, we have bad things around here. Shechted the rooster is kosher. Aye, but until he shechted it, it was also, it was Eivah Ben Achai, it wasn't allowed to be eaten. So how is he believed he's an erechad against the chazaka? So the Gemara Yavama says, that's a silly question, the Gemara says. It's biyada to change the chazaka. Erechad is not believed against the chazaka when it's not biyada. But when it's biyada, so avadan erechad is believed. So comes the Marsha and says, that's what Tosa is driving at. Tosa says, when a woman comes and says Tahirani, she's saying two things, and L'chor, she's going up against two chazakas. She's going up against the chazaka that she used to see dam, and now it's oistam, now the dam's over. So that's not called going against the chazaka, because the original chazaka wasn't going to last forever. The second statement that the woman is saying is that I'm tahora, I used to be tameya. That's not called going against the chazaka, because it's beyond the littles. They have a mikvah lefanecha, she can jump into the mikvah and she becomes tahora. So neither chazaka is a compelling chazaka, neither chazaka is a convincing chazaka. Abba Zayev said that neither chazaka is so strong, so b'meila that's like an edachan bali chazaka. So this case of Nida does not illustrate an edachan against the chazaka. So what's the din of edachan against the chazaka? I don't know what the din is. Machlek is in the Gemara, machlek is in Rishayim la'alocha. So this is the first shi'a I want to learn at the beginning of Gittin. So that's what they'll talk about. This Taisus with this Maharshah, with these two dinim, two different type of chazokas, and each chazoka is nishken chazoka, and the nemanus of a woman to say that she is not a nida is not considered to be going up against the chazoka.
How is an animal considered
chesed yasisura, once it's dead, it's popping from the hole? Oh, so Rashi in several places, in Chulin and in Beitz and in Shavua, says, whenever the Gemara makes the statement, Behemi Bechia Beches Bechisra Medes, Rashi says that means the Isra Eva Menachai. So, Frektai, Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai is only when it's alive. We know it's dead now. So, what does Eva Menachai have to do with anything? So, Taitz says, no, the Isra, the Cheskis Isra, is Isra She'ena Zvucha, it's called. The Torah says, we just read in Parshas Reif, Zavachta Chesher Tzivisicha, you're only allowed to eat after Shechita. So if you eat an animal that's alive, not only are you in violation of Eivim Menachai, you're in violation of the Isseresi of Isser She'en Azucha. If you eat an Avela, not only are you in violation of the Lav and the Vela, you're in violation of the Isseresi of Ein Azucha. So it's that Isser She'en Azucha that's a Cheskis.
Even if you
when it was born, it was Ein Azucha. If I would have eaten it before we shechted it, we're not sure whether the Shechita, the Gemara says the Ferish Mechulin, and if you have a Suffolk in Shechita, so you're not allowed to eat it. And the Gemara says, "Behem bechia beches isol medes in miteres ella." Only until you know for sure there was a kasha shchita. So what's the ches kesis? So Rashi says it's Eivim Menachai. Tosh says it's the Yisur Venus. Okay, so possible. So comes the Shev Shmeitzer. I can't say Shibar Eichel Misur without quoting Shmeitzer, unless someone quotes Shmeitzer also, right? Stama. Comes the Shev Shmeitzer. I think the first time I ever heard a Shir Shev Shmeitzer. I'll tell you when. I was with Rabbi Weil, except he was Steve at the time. We were, I guess he's still Steve to some people. So we were both 17, and we were young freshies, freshmen in YU. We were roommates together, me and Josh's father. And it was Thursday night, and someone was saying a chabura in Sheikh Shmai's after Meyer. So two of us figured out it's entertainment, what else are we going to do that night? So we went to the chabura together in Sheikh Shmai's. So we asked him to see what it was. Shmai's a dollar.
Have you never had Shira on Sheikh Shmai's before?
I guess I was not privileged to. In high school, I never heard of Shiva Shir Shmaitz. I guess that's just Shiva high school. So comes the Shir Shmaitz and he has the following Gasha. I understand the Taiz in the Mashiach, the Homshtim Matera. I understand how a woman is now menaced to say that she is Muteras. But how is a woman now menaced to say she's Asura? A woman walks up to her husband and says, "Listen, I'm sorry to tell you. I'm now a surah to you. I just saw Dom, just a Riyaz Dom, so I'm a surah to you." Why does he have to believe her? It's against the Chazaka. What's the Chazaka? Cheskes Heter, Cheskes Tara. For the last 2 weeks, she's been Tahora, now she's coming to change the Chazaka. So if you hold that an Echad Nemen be surin all the time, even against Chazaka, it's not a Kasha. But if you hold that an Echad is not Nemen be surin against the Chazaka, what's the difference whether it's a Cheskes Heter or Cheskes Isser? So how can the Erechad be Neman to say that she is Asura as a Nida? That's the Sheikh Shmaitz of London. So one could suggest the following possibility. One could suggest that who says that when a woman says she's Asura, she's going against the Chazaka? Who says? It's a Cheskes Heter. Isn't a Cheskes Heter the same as a Cheskes Isser? So
because she's not going to see forever. Also,
Josh is a Gevalgim. He's saying that he's going to pull a fast one on the Sheshmaitzah. He's saying the same way Taisus pulled a fast one on us, he's going to pull it on maybe Kenzai. So there's only one problem though, because that only addresses the Re'iyah part. Remember, there were two parts. There was the Re'iyah versus non-Re'iyah, and then there was the Tumah versus Tara. So the Maisa she's Torah, there's nothing a woman can do to make her Tumah. She can't make herself Tumah. Right, so that's the chavos against the chazaka. So there happens to be a Rashba besides kedushin in the third prayer, where the Rashba suggests that a cheskes heter is not called a chazaka. What does that mean? It's a very lomdish approach to the world. Very basic approach to life. the reality of halacha is that everything is mutter until proven asar. What does that mean? Being mutter means an absence of isar. The fact that something is mutter, of course it's mutter. Everything in the world starts out by being mutter until you have to prove that it's asar. You don't have to prove that it's mutter. What did it say in America? Innocent until don't prove guilty. So every chetz in the world starts out, this table is mutter, this water is mutter, this meat is mutter, this room, everything's mutter to prove it also. Okay, now find you innocent. Find your different problems. But everything starts out by being mutter. Everything is mutter until prove it also. They say there's a joke in Piskei Halacha. There are three ways to pass in Shiloh. So the correct way to pass in Shiloh is everything is mutter until proven asur. There are some people who think everything is awesome to prove in mutter. And other people think everything's also even after proven mutter. So the correct way of passing in Shiloh is that everything is mutter until proven asur. So comes the Rashi and says, a cheskes heter is not an entity. It's not a chazok. It's not a chelish shame. This bottle of water. This bottle of water is mutter, not because it's chal on it, it's typhus on it, a shame heter. Because what could happen to be else? It's not a vidizara, and it's not yayin, and it's not yayinim, and it's not orla. What could be wrong with it? So, for shneitzach it's mutter, because there's nothing else to ask for. But it's not that it's a dover hamutter. Dover asur means it has certain halachic properties to it. A dover hamutter is an absence of halachic properties. Zok the Rashba. Cheskes heter doesn't exist in halacha. There's no such thing as a cheskes heter in halacha. Cheskes iser exists. Cheskes heter doesn't exist. A nedechah is not believed to change halachic properties. So a nedechah isn't believed against the cheskes iser. Or against the cheskes heter, it's a misnomer. There's no such word as a cheskes heter. So a mele nedechah would be believed. So that would be an easy way to solve the Shmaitz's dilemma. The only problem is that the Ramah doesn't paskin like this Rash, but the Ramah of the Stam Yenim doesn't paskin like this. The Ramah says that if an nedechah is not neman against the chazokah, that works bein leheter bein leyeser. So hadikush leduchta. So what's pshat? So how can we understand? How is it that an Eid Echad is Neman? How is a woman that manages to say that she is Temeya, typically, that an Eid Echad, generally speaking, is not Neman against the Chazokah? So comes the Shmaitz and says something which is unbelievable. I guess we can call it razzle dazzle if you really want. Comes the Shmaitz and says, I've got news for you. A woman is not believed to say that she is a Nida. She's not believed. She's absolutely no neman to say she's a nida. Wait a second. Hold on. Hold the phone. So what does that mean? That means that she says she's a nida, the husband can ignore her? No. There's a second halacha. That's a famous Gemara in Ksuba Staftes called Shavye Anafshe Chaticha Disur. What does Shavye Anafshe mean? A woman walks into Beis Din and says, I'm an Eishes Ish. So Beis Din says, what do you mean you're an Eishes Ish? We're the Edom. There are no Edom. She says, no, they were Edom. The Edom died. So she has zero neman to say she's an Eishes Ish. Except what? We cannot let this woman remarry until she gets a get from whoever her supposed husband is. Why is that? So the Mishnah says beferish that although she's not neman against somebody else, she's neman the klape herself, that a woman has nemanus, a person has nemanus legabe themselves, even in the realm of halacha that would have otherwise required to wait.
But she doesn't
have nemanus, but affects his right. Wait, hold on, we're getting there. Hold on, we're getting there. So so there's a new halacha out there, which is not regular standard neman. It's called Shavye Anav Sheikhatiha Disura. That a person has the ability to say something in halacha that if it affects them, if it only affects them, even though they wouldn't normally have the nemanas to say that. Where did that halacha come from? What's the mocha for this halacha? It's a sugya in Ksuba Staf Tes. It's a mishnah in Kiddushin in the third paragraph. Where's the mocha in Chumash for this idea of Shavye Anav Sheikh? So there's a famous machlokes acharonim about this. So there were some acharonim who had the following idea. Shavya Navshay, it's ridiculous. There's no neman to Shavya Navshay. So why is a person neman? Neman, what's the din? You're not really neman. We don't trust the word you say. What if you wanted to take a nether? Could you take a nether? If a person would come into Beis and say, listen, I don't want to marry anybody. I'll take a nether, right? So you would have the ability to ask the people on yourself. If you walk into Beis and say, this meat is nevela. You have no nemanus to take argument, take the say it's the veil. It doesn't matter. You can take a nether that you want to answer it. So Shavya Navshechadikhli Surah really means, according to some achronim, you just took a very fancy schmancy nether. You're basically answering it on yourself, Mikan Lahaba. But in terms of Hilchas Nemanus, you have zero nemanus. That's what some achronim said. So the Nedib Yehuda and most of the achronim rejected this idea. He said, what does that have to do with Nedarim? If this is Nedarim, so then let's say a woman walks to the vase and says she's an Ishish. The next week she wants to come, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, she wants to do a Taurus Nedarim. a joke. It's a leitanus. Torah's the darim. So what does that have to do with the Torah's the darim? This is not the darim. So comes the Nei Yehuda and says, no, this is in the Amonus HaTorah, that a person does not believe klape other people, but they are believe klape themselves. It's very nice to call it in the Amonus HaTorah. Where does it come from? What's the mark of the Torah Shebichsah for this idea of Shavi and Nafshe? So comes the Ktzos, who happens to have also written the Sheish Maitz and also written the Avivud. So comes the Ktzos and develops the following Yisrael. Comes the Ktzos and says, there's a famous din in Dinei Mamonos called Hodos Bal Din Kimei Eidim Dami. Normally you need to aid them to say something in Beis Din, but there's a Chiddush HaTorah in the realm of Dinei Mamonos, and a guy walks in and says, I broke a window, I owe you $100. He's believed to say he owes $100. And if he wants to change his mind a week later, we will enforce him to pay $100. A guy walks to Beis Din and says, I borrowed $1,000 from you, he's chayav to pay. There are no Eidim, there's no Shtad, it doesn't matter. The guy wants to change his mind, he has to pay. Hodos Bal Din Kimei Eidim, famous Gemara throughout the many, many places in Shas. Hodos Bal Din Kimei Eidim Dami. Where did that come from? How do you know that din? Hodos Bal Din Kimei Eidim Dami. So there's a tshuva of the Mari Ibn Leib, one of the early Acharonim, where the Mari Ibn Leib says that there's no nemanus to say that you owe $100. What is it? It's a what? What's the word? It's his chayvus. If I walk the Beis and I say, I want to obligate myself from here on in, I want to give you a present, I'm going to make a kinyan to be shopping myself to give you a present, so I can do whatever I want, I can obligate myself, I can be mechayev myself. Zoktam Arben Leib, when I walk the Beis and I say, I borrow $100 from you, Beis and laughs me in the face and say, we don't believe a word you're saying, but you still have to pay $100 because you're being mechayev yourself in Kadal Haba. So says the Ktzos, that idea of the Marben Leib, that Hodos Bal Din Mamonos is like a Hischaivus Mikan Lahaba, that echoes of those Acharonim who say Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Disura is like a Neder. That means the common denominator between a Neder by Shavi Anafshe and Hischaivus by Hodos Bal Din is that in both cases, we don't believe you, we're not trusting you, but we're enabling you from here on in to be Mechaiv yourself, either to be Mechaiv yourself in a new Neder, to be Mechaiv yourself to pay new money. Zoktik Tzoyis, the Acharonim are wrong by Shavi Nafshe, and they're wrong by Hodos Bal Din. Zoktik Tzoyis, it's a Ne'amonus HaTorah. The Torah says that a person is Ne'amon Klape themselves, Be'im B'din Imamonis, Be'im B'din Yisavahetah. Where's the Mokar? Five words. Asher Yomar, what's the word? Kihuzeh. What does Asher Yomar Kihuzeh mean? Asher Yomar Kihuzeh means that I come to take you to the entire and I say, you owe me $1,000. And you respond, nah, I don't owe you $1,000, I owe you $500. What's that loch? Two things happen. When you say you owe me $500, first of all, you got to pay me the $500. And number two, you have to take a shvua on the rest. That's called shvua smaydim and mixes. Zog the ktsois, those are two different chidushim. They're two separate and distinct chidushim in Parashas Ma'idim and Mikzas. We usually think the chidush of Ma'idim and Mikzas, you have to take a shvua. No, that's only one half of the story. The other half of the story is that you have to pay the half that you were ma'idim to, and you can't change your mind next week. That's munach in the parasha, and those words, those magic words in the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Ashkeri Yomar Kihuzeh, says the Ktzos, that's the mochor, that a person is neman and mominus, because it's only relevant to himself. And we derive isurim from mominus as well. Says the Ktzos, the parasha of Shavi and Afshe, we are learning super stuff tests. So when you learn Ksuba Staf Tes, did you talk about this? So you learned this Ktzos. So Ktzos says the Mokor for Ksuba Staf Tes of Shavi and Afshe in the realm of Yisurim is Asher Yeimar Kiyuzeh B'Dinim Mamonos. It's the same halacha. So far so good. Zov the Sheish Maitz, and now the Shittasa. Comes the Sheish Maitz and says, when a woman walks up to her husband and she says, I am in Nida, she is not Ne'amon B'Toyrus Eid Echad Ne'am B'Yisurim, because it's against the Chazaka. She is only Ne'amenes, what? The Gabi what? Based on Shavi and Afshe Chaticha Disurah. So she can't be with him because she's the Menes clapping herself. In theory, he could be with her, but obviously that's not possible. So Mamele, he's also to her. He's also to her because her, him being with her will be violating her Isur of Shavi and Afshe. Ah, you ask, how could she do Shavi and Afshe against him? So the answer is, she's not doing the Yolam Vod. She's going to do it for the next 2 weeks. So in Okanabi, I can't say Shavi and Afshe to ruin it for somebody for the rest of their life. For the next 2 weeks, I can do it. So I'm creating a Shavi and Afshe myself. And Mamela, the husband, is now bound to fulfill that Shavi and Afshe of the woman. So it comes out, according to the Sheikh Shmaitz, an unbelievable chiddush that a woman is not nemenes in terms of regular dinim of Erechna Mesur. And a woman comes and says she's a Nida, there's no nemenes. It's against the Chazak. Finish, end the discussion. The only reason why she's nemenes is this roundabout new halacha. The mocha that a woman tells her husband that she's a surah, the mocha that she's the menace is Asher Yomar Kihuzeh. made the mitzvahs. If I would have told this to you, 20 minutes ago, you would have told me I'm off my rapper. But that's the mocker that a woman is the menace to say she's a needer because of a shay of my user. That's what the Sheikh Shmaita says. It's based on Shabi Nafshik Nikhdisura. Needless to say, the Sheikh Shmaita is a tremendous finish. Pasha's not lucky. Anyway, getting back to that story. So let's go back to Erech Nemisurim. So what do we know about Erech Nemisurim? We know that there is such a din. We know that this Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, what the Mokor for Erech Nemisurim is. Is it just Parsh, just Stam, part of the halachic system? Or is there a very specific Mokor of the Sofer law? We raise the issue, how is a woman a menace to say she is no longer a Nida? And how is she a menace to say she is a Nida? We spoke about the two kinds of Chazokas, the Marshal, the Tosis. We spoke about the Sheikh Shmaita's issue and his potential solution to the problem. But Rabbi said there is something tremendous chiddush that comes out of Shitas HaTosis, that there's a mokor, there's a pasuk that teaches us Erech Nemisurin, and that mokor is none other than the parasha of Nida, the parasha of a Sofra law. Rabbi said we know, generally speaking, women are psulos le'edus. The Torah tells us, V'amdu shnei ha'anoshim, this week's parasha, Parasha Shoftim, V'amdu shnei ha'anoshim, what's the drasha, and Shavuos Taflamin, Anoshim below Noshim, women are psulos for dinim, mamadis psulos for dinim, fashtim, etc. What's the din of a woman vis-a-vis Erech Nemisurin? Is a woman that man has to say that the food is kosher or not? So, l'chora, you could raise a question and say, just because the Torah lowers the bar in terms of quantity of Edim, the Torah says you don't need two Edim, one Ed is good enough, does that mean that the Torah is now accepting even posel Edim? Maybe all the dinim of Edus are the same. Whoever is a kosher aid in dinim avodas and dinim nefashis is a kosher aid in Erech Nemisurin. It's just quantitative difference, two versus one. If that would be the case, then a woman would not be nemenis. Well, maybe we should say no. Maybe we should say that there's a fundamental difference between two aidin that's required for mamonis and nefashis. In contrast to Erech Nemisurin, is Lagamri a different parasha, a totally different parasha? And just as the numbers are different, so qualitatively, who can serve as an aid is also different. So this is the big machlekes Rishonim. So l'chora, you see clearly from this Tosis, that Tosis decided with a group of the Rishonim who are make you. According to Tosis, it's a muchayla, it's a non-starter according to Tosis. If the whole mokor for Erech Nemisurin is learned out from Nida, so of course a woman is nemenis. How can you say otherwise? That's the whole mokor for the din of Erech Nemisurin. How do we understand this though conceptually? Why it should be so that a woman is not accepted for mamonis and nefashos, and she is accepted for Erech Nemisurin? So the Gemara has in the end of the ninth perek of Baba Basra, the very end of Tavkuf Nun Tes, the Gemara points out that there are fundamentally two different types of psulim in Uchus Edus. There are a lot of people apostle Edus, Kravim apostle and Rishayim apostle and women of psulos and Avodim of psulim. A lot of people apostle the Edus. But conceptually, they can be broken down into two categories. Some people apostle the Edus because we outright cheshish that they're going to lie. It means we don't trust them. We Edus has to be absolutely impeccable. And we're afraid these people may lie. They have some incentive to lie. Then you have other people who, there's nothing wrong with them. We don't think they're going to lie. We're totally, completely trustworthy and honest. But there's some technical xeris akosim that such people apostle. So the Gemara highlights this by pointing out the following. The Gemara says, the fact that, let's say, the Torah says a gazlan is possibly Edus. Altoshes yavchem rosh aliyoseid chamas. So a guy's a gazlan. Gazlan is possibly Edus. So why is a gazlan possibly Edus? So the answer is pretty obvious that he's not very trustworthy. The guy robs a bank for in the middle of the night. So there's a good chance that he may come to testify falsely. Someone will give him enough bribery. Someone will pay him enough. He'll come and testify falsely. So it's understood that a gazlan is what we call in halacha chashash meshakya. What about a karav? The fact that a relative can't be made. So comes the Gemara and draws the following illustration. Comes the Gemara and says, Moshe Rabbeinu cannot testify for his father-in-law. If Yisrael had a dinner with somebody, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't testify. You can tell Moshe's going to lie. Aaron HaKohen's going to lie. Moshe's, Aaron are very, very trustworthy people. And Abba Bichain the Apostle says the Gemara, Gezeres Melechi. It's a Gezeres Apostle that Moshe be Aaron Apostle to be made against the Kohen, but not because Chalilu Bechash that they're going to lie. So you see, I think Gemara's nafkamina is ladina between these different psulim. Sometimes it's important to identify which category a person falls under. So what about a woman? Which category does a woman fall under? When we say that a woman is psul eidus because we're chayshish, she's going to lie. So some of that doesn't sit right with us. We wouldn't think that would be correct. We would think, and probably correctly, that the psul of a woman, the eidus, is because there's a clause of, doesn't sound fair. Moshe Rabbeinu also can be made for his brother. That's the way it is. That a woman can't be made. She shouldn't feel bad. A melech can't be made either. So a lot of people can't be made. But it doesn't kihuzeh affect in terms of the ne'manus. It doesn't mean that we think any less of her in terms of our ability to tell the truth. If that's the case, then we understand full well why Edechon and Bisurin parts company with Shnei Edim. When it comes to the ne'manus and the nefashas, this week's parasha, Pishnei Medim Yachum Dovar, there are dinim, there are lochas, it has to be two, and it has to be not kravim and not rishoyim, and it's got to be Jewish, and it's got to be not every kenani. There are a whole bunch of dinim that are given. Some of them are based on chashash b'shach, and many of them are not. When it comes to Edechon and Bisurin, so anything which is not a chashash b'shach here, it's just a gzeres across the bialma. The gzeres across was said by Shnei Edim, the gzeres across wasn't said by Edechon. So therefore it makes a lot of sense that there's nothing wrong with a woman, there's no reason to believe she's going to lie. We would have been happy to accept her as one of the two Edim, but the Torah says you can't. So if the Torah says she can't be accepted by Beis Edim, but the Torah says by Edechon she is believed, so it doesn't bother us, doesn't concern us. Because the whole nature of the chisarn of the woman in the first place was nothing at all to do with our ability to tell the truth. It had to do with exeris hakos, which doesn't apply by enechon. So lemais, according to Tosfos at least, women are nemanos, the Torah is enechon and misur. But there are rishonim who disagree. There's a ritva, ksubas, ukolzer. Some rishonim will know that enechon and misur is not derived from nida, it's derived from shechita, other makaris, and maybe a woman taka is not nemanos, but Torah is enechon and misur. So Chari have a big problem. If that's the case, that a woman is not covered by Erechon and Bisurin, what's that big problem? By saying, everyone gets Shem, you're going to be home, you guys flying tomorrow night, so you're going to be home Tuesday morning for breakfast. Good, so you're going to sit down for breakfast. Breakfast is still no big deal. Tuesday night, you're going to come home, your mother's going to give you a nice dinner, you haven't had any good piece of meat, you know, in the last 6 weeks or so, so you're going to sit down, give you a nice piece of roast beef. So I ask you, Shlomo, how you know the meat's kosher? Wait, hold on one second. So your mother's going to tell you the meat's kosher. How does your mother know the meat's kosher? Your mother's going to tell you she bought a Glad Express, and who told you the meat's kosher? The Mashkiach told you. Who told him? Yeah. So Rabbi Savlovsky told you it's kosher, and the Sheikh told you it's kosher. Somebody told you it's kosher. Good. So I ask you, there's a break in the chain. The break in the Messiah. How can your mother tell you that it's kosher? She's a woman. If you hold like the Ritva, Erechon HaMisurin doesn't apply to a woman. You're up the creek. So Tosfos had no problem. Bali Tosfos had no problem eating the wife's cooking. But the Ritva, how can the Ritva eat his mother's cooking? The Ritva's wife's cooking. How could he eat it? So, L'chora, the answer is as follows. There's a Raivin in the beginning of Pesachim that says it's based on the following. The Gemara says that Chazok al Chover she'ein maniach tachas yad adam she'ein mesukah. If you have a chover in the old days, and just a friend, and he's a guy who was neman in the realm of Zeroyim and mitzvah police baritz and taras. The person was really mach with all the mitzvahs. And if you have a guy, he's got a lot of fruit and vegetables and stuff in his house, and then he all of a sudden he dies. And I walk into this house, and I want to know, is the food kosher, is it not kosher, the Trumas and Maizim, taking off, not taking off. So Gemara says, I can assume that Trumas and Maizim will take it off, because Chazoka al Chove She'en Meniach Dover She'en Mesukin. So understood, the guy's from, he's not going to have tray for food sitting around in his fridge. I just had this crisis in my house. So, by mistake, somebody in the family a couple of days ago bought some food that wasn't Mahadra. I said, it's tray for me. What was it? Whatever. It's a wind of eating it. So it was sitting in the fridge. So, So my daughter said to me last night, I'm going to throw it out. It's not my habit. It shouldn't be in their fridge. So what job? Shouldn't be in the fridge. Maybe someone will want to eat it. It's not the mach for the matter. So she was right. Chazok al chav. If I want someone to walk into my fridge, I'm going to leave Beit Meir tomorrow morning. Someone's going to walk in tomorrow afternoon and want to eat my food. So they're going to walk in. They're going to assume that I checked the kashas of all the food in the fridge. So that's what the Gemara says. Chazok al chav. That if you're from me, you're not supposed to leave around. Again, not tray fans. Like, you're not supposed to leave around not acceptable food. Just that because chazok al chav. What does that mean? Chazok al chav. What does that mean? What do the words mean? So the Raivin explains what that means is, that's like a fancy rove. It means it's an unbelievable rove. The guy's from, so he's never going to be machshel other people. So he understands the significance of kashrus. So you can rely, he didn't tell me it. The guy's dead. So he was never naked that the food is kosher. So how do I know the food's kosher? It's a chazok, it's a rove. So comes the Raivin and says, the same is true when it comes to kosher food. Your mother tells you that the chicken is kosher. So you know how I know that she's telling the truth? She doesn't have any nebuchs. Edechon HaMisur doesn't apply to women, according to one day in the Ritva. But I know she's telling the truth because she's religious. So she's from, there's an unbelievable row that from people don't serve. Other from people try for food. So it's not the parasha of Edechon HaMisur. It's the row of Chazok al Chover. It's the same row that a lot of follow row of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what it's based on. So at the end of the day, you can go home on Tuesday, you can eat your meat, you can tell your mother, whether, if you want to really impress your mother, you learned something this summer, tell her that there are two different mahalchim as to why you're never to tell me the food's kosher. And if you want to make sure that you don't get sent back next summer. So tell her there are two dinim as to why you're never. So one halacha is because they're nechen abisur, but it's machlokes in the Ritva, but Baruch Hashem, the food is still kosher, because of chazak al hachavim. Good way to make friends with your parents. So try to tell over the lumbus another time. Good, so far so good. So everybody said, we have a klal in Hilchos Eid Echad, or in Hilchos Eid is in general. Let's say you have Moshe Beis Eid. Okay, I'm having a din Torah. Two Eidim walk at the Beis Eid and they say, Reuven killed Shimon. Two other Eidim at the same time walk and say, Reuven did not kill Shimon. Not Eidim Zomer, not knowing Mano Yisim, that was last time already. What do we call that?
Chaos.
Yeah, sure. I mean, every Eidechna Misurin, can we just revamp it and call it Chazak? Yeah. You have cases where Eidechna Misurin works against you also. He says, no mocha from Shechita because you have that rope. I don't know, there's another mocha, I don't know. So we have a call of Eidos. Eidim can cancel each other out. Two Eidim walk in and say Reuben killed Shimon. Two other Eidim say Reuben didn't kill Shimon. So what do we do? It's called Eidi Achasha. We do throw them all out of the days and start all over again. Okay? So the same is true when you have two Eidim. So when you have two Eidechas. One Eid walks in and says that the meat is kosher. The other walks in and says the meat is treif. So we throw them both out. We don't know. Eidechas Achasha left klum. We don't know what to do. So we're not sure what to do. Come to Rishayim and have the following machlokes. What's the din if an Eidechas walks into Beis Din? He tells us the meat is kosher. I'm telling you, I saw a shchita is kosher. We started to eat the meat. We're all excited. We're ready. We're getting the barbecue ready. Another aide walks in 20 minutes later and says, no. Nope. Another aide lying. What's the din? Is that called Erechad B'Achosher? We throw them out, both out on the heads, and we have to start all over again? Something that writes to Chumra? Or do we have a right to believe the first aide and ignore the second aide? What's the din? So comes the Gemara, has a similar discussion, Legabe, three different areas of halacha that Eidechinim is Neman. Generally speaking, we have a rule that Apishnaim Eidim Yachim Dover. There really, besides Eidechinim and Bisur, there are four areas of halacha where Eidechinim has Neman. Does anybody know them?
I didn't know.
The Shaliach, before Nechtam. That's the Agun.
Agun.
Agun, right. Then Eidechinim comes and says, Meis Abal. So the Eidechad comes and says the Meis Abal, so the Eidechad has Nemonis. Shavuya, okay, Shavuya is also Derabon. Okay, let's try to take the rest.
So the
Egla Rufa, right, very good. Egla Rufa and Soita. So Egla Rufa, let's say, the Torah says, Lono Dam Yikal. We don't know who killed this guy. We find a dead body in the middle of the forest, we don't know who killed him. We're getting the Egla Rufa ready, and the Eidechad walks in and says, I know, I saw the murder. So normally we would say Apishnai Meri Rekom Dover. So we can't kill the murderer based on the Eidechad, but that's called No Damiko. You already know who killed him, and you wouldn't bring an Egla Rufa for that. Okay, so that's Eidechad is Nemon and Yechus Egla Rufa. And the other case is Sota. So Sota is a tricky case. The Torah says in Parshas Naso that if a person gives kinui to his wife, means he suspects his wife is being mizanah with somebody, so he tells her not to go into Yichud with this man, and then she goes ahead and she violates his word, and she has what's called kini and stira. So he gave her kino, he told her not to go into yichud, and then she went to yichud. So now she becomes a sura to her husband, the olam vod, until she drinks the meisota. That's the only thing that can be matter her at that point. That's what the Gemara says, that you shouldn't do that. This manazer, a guy gives kino to his wife today, and she violates the kino, so then they have to get divorced. Because she's a suffix, Ashishisha Zimsa, so there's no way to resolve it. There's no Meisaita, we don't have a base in English, so we can't bring the Meisaita today. So it's a bad idea to do Kini with Bismarck. But in the old days, you had Kini and Stira, and now she's a Surah, but if she'll drink the water, she'll be okay. So comes the Halach and says, what if at that point an Erechad walks in, and the Erechad says, I saw being Nitma, I was there in the room, and I saw she was Mamish. To marry, she was Marish Mazan with the guy. So I would say, what? So I would say, what do you mean? He's an Erecha, throw him out the window, and he let her drink the water, and move the terrace. If the water doesn't kill her off, she's move the terrace. So comes the Gemara in the beginning of Sait, and the Beis and says, no, it's a special Sayasa Kasuv, the Eid Eid Ba, that if there's even one Eid post Kini and Stewart says, Nitma, she's a Surah Lira Lavo, she can't drink the water. If an Erecha walks in and says, about a regular married woman, she was Nitma, that's meaningless. It's not Isurin, that's Ein Davar Shebi'ah Pachas B'Shnayim. We throw the Erechad out on his head. But if the Eirechet comes post Kiddush Nistivah, that's a special Gzeiras HaKasot that he's Neman. So again, so we have three cases where an Eirechet is Neman min HaTorah. Right, what do we have? We had Aguna, which may not be Paraisa. We have Elarufa, we have Saita, and we know. Eirechet is Neman l'Shvua. But if you haven't given them Torah with somebody in the Nimamunas, I say you owe me 100 bucks, and you deny it as an Eirechet who supports me, you have to take a Shvua l'Hachish HaZeit. So Eirechet has a little bit of credit in Allah. Let's stick to the first three cases, the case of the Aguna, case of Sota, and the case of Eglaruf. Comes the Gemara in Sota and the Yavamas in Sota and says like this. What if an Eirechet walks in and says, it's already post Kiddush Yestira, the Eirechet walks in and says, Tameya, I was there in the room, I saw Shabbat Mazana. Or the Eirechet walks into the case and says, I saw the murderer, or I saw the husband's body, dead, finished. Eirechet is Mayan. And Beis Din accepts the Eidus and says, good, sounds good. They know Eglarufa, and the couple's going to get divorced. It's everything, Eirechet is Neman. 20 minutes later, another Eirechet walks in and says, that first Eirechet is a lion through his teeth. So what would you call it? Would you call that Eirechet Bachosha? Would you say that, well, it's a conflict of two Eirechets now, so throw them both out on the heads. So now, we're back to square one. So we bring the Eglarufa, and the woman is still Mutara, so she drinks the Meiselta, right? So do you do that or do you not do that? So comes the Gemara and says, you don't do that. Comes the Gemara and says, Kom vakom shemina Torah Eirechet, hareu kishnayim, ve'ein devar shalechet v'makom shnayim. What does that mean? But the Eirechet comes and says, I saw the murder. Or the Eirechet comes and says, I saw the znus. Or the Eirechet comes and says, I saw the husband dead. So that Eirechet is ne'amon by the Torah. Torah is a new ne'amon, it's a Torah that the Eirechet is ne'amon. So comes the Gemara and says, that Eirechet is now becomes like two Eidim. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that one equals two. It's bad math, but that's the Chiddush HaTorah that one aid now takes on the category, the status in the Loch of two aid. Now, when the second aid comes to be machish that first aid, once we accepted that first aid, so we say to the second aid, you are only an Eirechet. You're going up against two aidim. Two aidim, rabbis, you guys don't know how to count. No, if he did, that first aid is Dino Kishnayim, and the second aid is Keman Doleisa. If the second aid would have come at the same time as the first aid, Beis Din would have been down on it simultaneously. Then we would have said Eirechet Be'achoshes Laf Klum. It's a steer between Eidim, and there's no Eirechet finished. But once it's this Kabbalah Eidus, a Beis Din Kapaskin that the woman is Asur Le'alavod, a Beis Din Kapaskin that it's Nimtza Ahireg, a Beis Din Kapaskin that the woman is now Muteres Le'Nosei. So once the Beis Din Paskin, that the Paskin are based on the Koichan and Eirechet, that Eirechet is Dina Kishnayim, and now the subsequent Eirechet is Ein Dvar Shalechet B'Makom Shnayim. That's the Farish Gemara. So come to Rishayim and have a machloikas, and uchas Eirechet and Visurin is the same true as well. So come a group of Rishayim and say that when an Eirechet comes and says, this meat is kosher, so it's Harekan Shnayim. And now when another Eirechet comes a week later and says it's treif, we throw the second Eirechet out and we say that Ein Dvarim Shalechot B'Makom Shnayim. And other Rishayim say, no, it's not true. But that cloud doesn't apply over here. It doesn't apply to Visurin. The rabbi say, what's Pshat? What's the machloikas? What's the Nakudas of machloikas? Should it apply? Should it not apply? So Rabbi Sai, the Chorah, there's a fundamental chiddush between the fundamental chiluk between the nemanos of Eirechet and Visurin, in contrast to the nemanos of Eirechet in the realm of Saita, Aguna, and Eglarufa. What's the chiluk? In each one of those three cases, Saita, Eglarufa, and Isuin, Aguna, the Eirechet should not have been neman. The starting point is the Eirechet should have been thrown out on his head. Why? This is Din Nefashis. Eglaruf is a Din Nefashis. He's not believed. He has no nemaros to say he saw a murder. Throw him out on his head. To say the woman is Mazad, it's a Zarayas. Ain't Dabashir Rebachas Mishnai. To be matter in Eshazishli, Nasa is the Charayas. Ain't Dabashir Rebachas Mishnai. So in each one of these cases, in a million years, I wouldn't have accepted the Eirechet. Abba Kump the Torah Kedosh and says the Eirechet is Neman. So the Torah is telling us that Avadiyah need to aid them for these areas. These are regular Din Nefashis, regular Din Arayas. Avadiyah need to aid them. But the Torah is saying an unbelievable Chiddush that we're going to make one equal two. That we're going to be down, we're going to be judged. This one aid who's coming, Ke'ilu is two. It's not pshat that an Eirechet is good enough for Saita. An Eirechet is not good enough for Saita. An Eirechet is not good enough for to be matan eshdish to get married. Agun an Eirechet is not ne'amon an Eglarufa. An Eirechet in these three areas is up to the point of being two, he now equals two, and shneidim apishnayim edim yakum dover. When it comes to Eirechet and Yisurin, it's not pshat that you needed to aid them for Yisurin, and the Torah says, okay, we'll give you a break, you can get away with one. There never was a requirement of to aid them Ein Echad Nevi Surin is not that the Ein Echad is Dino Kishnayim. The Ein Echad is Dino Kechad. He's one person and he remains one person. The Torah says you don't need to weigh them when it comes to Ein Echad Nevi Surin. So at the end of the day, the math is not the same. It's true, and Ein Echad is believed to say the meat's kosher, and Ein Echad is believed to say that the woman was Mizana. That's true, but the nature that Emunus is fundamentally different. In one case, it's really two, but one equals two. In the other case, there never was a requirement of two. You never needed to wait to say the meat's kosher. That was the way the halacha was given to Moshe Rabbeinu mitchila, Ein Echad is misurin. So when can you say Kamakab Sheminash Taira Echad Asokishnayim the Ain Dvar Shalakam Makam Shnayim? That only makes sense in Saita, Egla, Rufa, and Znus and Aguna, because there, listen to the words, Kamakam Shemina Tara Echad Asokishnayim. The Torah believes one and gives it the status of two. So Mamela, the Erechon who comes a week later, is like Eina Drum Shalach Makam Shnayim. But in the case of Erechon and Bisurin, the Erechon was Dinoke Erechon all along. He was never Nepach Leos too. So Mamela, that cloud doesn't apply.
I just forgot. How come Nida
not Nida is a question. Why it's not Dov Shibirva? So Tosis talks about that a little bit. Why it's not Dov Shibirva? So that's a good question. Some Rishonim say it's a standard Indian of Ishus. So it's a different type of Vinisa. Other Rishonim have different malachim. That's a complicated question. It's also you need the base. Why should not be? So at the end of the day, it is machlokes paiskim. What's the din? If you have an eid that comes and says the meat is kosher, and then a week later another eid says it's treif, do we ignore the second eid and say ein dav shaviyero? And do we say come up shemini tarei echad even by echad misurin? Or do we say no? That's limited only to soit tagun and egla. Okay, everybody, say we spoke a little bit about echad. A little bit. We try to give a little bit some highlights of echad misurin. Okay, good. Hope you guys enjoy a little bit of Shasta topics. Okay. Do it around next.